Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
NIL and the transfer portal are entwining demons of college athletics. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. They happen about the same time, but athletes being paid for their name, image, likeness while allowed to transfer and not sit out a year have taken the corruption in college sports to a new level. Mack Brown said so in his pre-spring Zoom conference Tuesday. Somebody on a national committee said there's so much cheating within NIL, Brown said, and there's so much tampering. Having it tied into the transfer portal even makes it worse because you can leave tomorrow for a deal. That's just not the way this thing was supposed to be. The confusing and ungoverned practice of having third parties paying athletes NIL money on its own is a veritable playground for payoffs. The NCAA has washed its hands of it, so generally universities are left to police how and what is being done. Athletes making thousands of dollars on NIL sponsorships are part of the recruiting pitch to prep stars and rating other schools for their best players who might be tempted to transfer. "We can't promise anybody any money for play," Brown said. "But just about every transfer I talked to is being offered money, so it was a little ridiculous. We've got to find an answer here to put some guidelines on this, or we'll never see college sports again the way we've seen it." The urgency in Brown's voice indicated the problem has become whether any, if not all, of the toothpaste can be put back in the tube. "Everybody's looking at it, and the problem is how to fix it, and how do you fix it quickly," Brown went on. "It is worse in football, where managing 100-player rosters from the season to spring practice to summer training camp has become nearly impossible. Coaches can't decide how many kids to sign in the next recruiting class because they don't know how many in the program will leave suddenly. I've been told the only thing we can explain to a recruit or his parents is what opportunities our players are currently getting and how that works," Brown said. "The stories may differ from one school to the next. Some are enlisting big corporations to provide millions of dollars in NIL money to spread around to athletes and recruits." Brown said UNC is not among them, using a strictly donor-based program called Heels for Life. "Recruiting people off your team and trying to pay them money is not best for the sport, not best for the kids," Brown said. "It's not what we all grew up in the business for. This is Archansky. See ya."